So, we're in the midst of a chromatic adventure, right? How do we get out of this strange A-flat territory? By a simple chromatic shift, like side-slipping on skis. And there we are, back safely in B-flat major, where we belong. Now, if you could follow that, you can follow any number of similar adventures. For instance, the way Mozart starts his development section. He's established us firmly in B-flat major. But no! Off he goes on another chromatic adventure, which lands us in the impossible key of F-sharp minor. Now, this was done by absolute whim, arbitrarily. It's a bit of chromatic acrobatics, if you will, startling us into a development section, which is just what a development section should be, startling new looks at old material. But eventually, he must get us back to a recapitulation in G minor, the original home soil. And he's completely free to make this journey as chromatically as he wishes. His fantasy is totally released. It's a development section. It's freewheeling time. But even here, the basic diatonic laws contain and control that freewheeling, passion, and fantasy.